Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Do you root for the former Cleveland guys?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah,
I'm rooting for Mark. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Ross.
And Ross in particular.
Yeah, the Toronto.
Ross is like the most down-to-earth guy.
The Toronto Guardians.
That people don't know anything about, right? I mean, Ross was kind of in the background the whole time he was here. And, you know, and then he ends up going with Mark. And they were ready to run him out of town. I mean, those guys were a year ago, right? The record was horrible. And now all of a sudden, I don't know why, but I kind of have that feeling. It really drives me nuts because when Blue Jay fans come here and they come here and draw
they drive me insane
because they take over our ballpark. But by the same token, I'm kind of rooting for them because it's been a while.
Yeah. And Geddy Lee sitting behind home plate cheering on his Jays
every time.
It's all good.
For years.
You know what? I
was a Miles Straw fan when everyone was killing him. So
I like Miles. He was always good to us.
I love the way he played.
Jimenez
defense.
Was always good to us.
Yeah.
Ernie was a nice guy.
Yeah.
I like Shane. I got along really well with Shane.
It's a mustache.
Looks kind of weird on him, doesn't it?
It does.
He needs a little bit more facial hair.
Looks like he's doing some movies after work, but that's another story.
1975 San Fernando Valley movies. I know where you're going.
It's weird how the airplane used to fly over all the time, and I never understood. I don't really know what I'm talking about.
I thought the Dodgers were going to wreck him. I really did. I thought going into the series.
I did too.
Like,
didn't you? Dan, did you?
No, I had the Blue Jays.
Did you?
I have Blue Jays in six, and I'm still holding on to it.
Mr. Ways knows everything. He knows his way around. So I thought, you know what? Toronto's going to have to get one here quick, and they did, right? But to your point, I didn't think after the 18-inning game that they would bounce back last night and win like they did.
Especially after pitching to Shohei.
Tell you
like,
what,
why did they do that? You know, in game three, I'm like, what are they doing? And then all of a sudden, you're like, he's not going to see another pitch.
Oh, you mean before the second homer?
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit. And then obviously, right, they intentionally walk him four times. But to Chris's point, and you know what, by the way, Chris Rose, I think he comes across on the air for people who don't know him personally. He's a wonderful guy. And I think it's so nice that we do have somebody kind of on the national stage that waves the Cleveland flag as often as he does, because he's a very proud Clevelander. So,
yeah, I mean, Jay Crawford also did the same thing when he was at ESPN. Like, we knew what he was going for.
Yeah, so there's that. But, I think we've also now seen what a great player Vlad Guerrero is.
Oh.
I don't think people realized what a superstar he is and why that was such a, let's not forget, it was an odd situation. It was almost a Miles Garrett type situation that the Blue Jays went through with Guerrero, right? Before he signed that huge extension heading into this year. So listen, Toronto can hit the snot out of the ball. They also play really good defense. They've got enough pitching. They've got some really good arms that come out of that bullpen as well. It's a really good team. I think, you know, we were all kind of caught by surprise during the season when they were kind of pulling away in the AL East. They're like, what the hell's going on? Like, how come the Yankees and the Red Sox aren't with Toronto?
Yeah, Toronto's isn't better. That great? I mean, I know you have Long Island ties, but it's kind of great when you see Boston and New York get leapfrogged. I love it.
I'm fine with them suffering as well. As much as I have some Yankees and Mets fans that are friends of mine.
What were you?
I was an Indians fan.
As a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah, so my dad was from Ohio, so I grew up with those 1970s Indians that were as bad as could come. I mean, that's why
you know who Jack Brohammer is, right? That's what I'm saying.
Frank Duffy?
Yes.
Carlos Alvarez?
Oscar Gamble before
Rusty Torres? Yep. Charlie Spikes? John Ellis? I can go right through Buddy Bell, all of them.
Fred Bean?
Fred Bean.
Okay.
Aspro and Bean and Split the Scene. When we lived in Kansas City, I used to listen to 3WE at night because you're 1100. I mean, the signal carried forever.
Right.
We would sit in my dad's Volkswagen in the driveway because he had a really nice stereo in the car. It's a Blaupunkt that comes with the Volkswagen. So we could pick up the games. And I used to listen to Herb Score and Joe Tate all the time.
I listen to St. Louis radio here during the summer, too. It's like my favorite game. During the summers, they hop in the car. I know, okay, old school.
But it's been a great series. I hope people are paying attention.
Go through AM and kind of pick up baseball games like you get the Cubs.
It fade in and fade out, yeah.
Yankees would always come in every once in a while, too. Yeah. Are you Toronto in this then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've been Toronto all the way. Because like Chris said, and I tend to disagree with him a little bit, I think the Dodgers winning is bad for baseball. It just kind of reinforces. And it's going to force what's going to happen next year. We're going to have a lockout after next season. It's looming.
What happens and what gets fixed by the lockout?
Boy, that's a great question. It depends on how much the owners are going to dig in. The owners that want a salary cap and those that don't. So you're going to have the haves and the have-nots, you know, arguing it out, and whichever side wins is where we're at.
But let's be super honest. It's not about the cap. It's about the floor. It's about the floor. And no one, I think anyone that sees the game and kind of understands where it's at, it's about the floor. Although I don't know, maybe the floor evens out if everybody has to spend
the money. Yeah.
I mean,
the Pirates finally spend a little bit?
I mean, they're making money. I mean, why can't you move the floor or create a floor? I guess is probably the right way to do it.
How about an EPL like system?
Never get it.
Where you have relegation. I know. The owners will never go for
never
that.
Happen.
I know.
What are you going to relegate to, though?
To your point,
are you relegating? AAA?
It'll never happen.
To your point,
it's
I don't know where this is headed, Andy, but it's something's got to fix baseball. Something's got to fix the fact that Ohtani makes about the same on an annual basis because of the contract and the way it's structured as Miles Straw. How is that fair?
I don't know.
So let's fix it.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.